Hi, Rangers of the Dork Forest. It's me, Jackie Cation, and you are listening to the Dork Forest. You can go to the websites, JackieCation.com and DorkForest.com. JackieCation.com has DorkForest.com. It has the audio links. It has the video links to my YouTube. It has all of my dates for stand-up comedy. It has all the merch. It's got Dork Forest merch and stand-up merch and all of my CDs and DVDs if you have those devices. Other things you can do, Bandcamp. There's a Bandcamp with the very old episodes. Some of them are free. And then there's a storytelling album that you can get on my Bandcamp. And I'm on Pandora and Spotify. It is 2025, and feel free to start donating to the Dork Forest. Yeah, cost me about 10 grand a year to put this up. If everybody donated $100 every year, if everybody just handed me $100 every time they saw me, or PayPal, Venmo, then I would have, I think, about 10 grand. I don't know, but I would have enough money to run this and probably buy myself lunch. And I'm a big fan of doing the show. I'll do it anyway. But if you have $100, send me $100. If you have $2, send me $2. You can do it monthly on PayPal. There's buttons all over my website. And my Venmo is just my name. No hyphen, Jackie Cation. I'm wearing a red shirt. Let's get into the show. Okay, Rangers, it's happening. Jackie Cation here with a comic, actually, that I don't know well. Denise Winkleman has a new album and special out, and it's called Bougie on a Budget, and it's on all the things, Apple TV, Prime, YouTube. It'll be in the notes, and it's at Denise Winkleman Comedy on Instagram. And of course, there is a corresponding album that you can listen to wherever you listen to your albums. So thanks for being on the show, Denise.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. This will be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so you grew up in Minnesota, and one of the things you know about are Minnesota sports.
Yes.
I don't know anything about Minnesota sports. I know that there are teams, and at one point I wanted a Twin Cities baseball hat, but I didn't get it. And that's all we got. That's all we got. My sister enjoys a lot of the sports. In the Minnesota area.
Oh, nice.
What? Let's start with any team. You want to start with the big ones? There's a football team.
Yeah, let's start with the big ones. The big Vikings fan, big Wolves fan, for sure. Yes.
Okay. What are the Wolves?
The Wolves are an NBA team.
Oh, the basketball team is the Wolves.
Yes, the basketball team.
So it's the Twins are the baseball.
Yep, Twins are baseball.
The Wolves are the basketball, and the Vikings are the football. Okay.
Football. The Wild are hockey. I don't follow hockey quite as much.
But that's the hockey team, the Wild. Yeah. What about soccer?
I believe it's still the Minnesota United, which is like 27 teams have the United throughout soccer, but I don't follow soccer quite as much. I have no clue on that. But
sure, and I understand the Lynx, I think, are the women's team.
Yeah, the Lynx are the women's teams. They're cool. They're awesome.
That's what I know about them because my sister, bit of a fan. So and then is there, what other sports would there be? Like,
well, there's the Gophers, which are the Gophers.
Oh, that's the
college.
College. Okay.
College. So they have football, basketball, wrestling is a big thing up there. College wrestling.
You did pro wrestling.
I did pro wrestling.
This is sports wrestling, which is not that pro wrestling isn't a sport, but it also has a theatrical angle, I imagine.
It's pro wrestling is the fun one.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. Have you ever watched, do you watch the non,
just the? I follow sports in the same, when Minnesota's good at something, then I kind of follow it. I don't watch a ton of it. So when they're terrible at something, then I just kind of put my head in the sand and I'm like, wake me in 4 years. I'm like gosh, I'm blanking on it.
But some animal that does that?
Yeah.
An ostrich, maybe?
No, it's the one where they pop their head out in February every year and they're like,
oh, the groundhogs.
The groundhogs. That's it.
That's it. I feel like the ostriches sleep with their heads in the sand.
They do.
It doesn't seem restful. Like, how do you breathe? What's happening?
I I don't want to know where they breed from.
Right. Right. There's that too. And ostriches, not your dorkdom. Anybody out there with an ostrich dorkdom, please give me a jingle jangle and we'll figure it out.
Me too.
Right. So what are you, who's doing well? What are you currently following?
Oh, I'm current. Well, the twins are horrible, so we won't talk about
that. We're not following them. Okay.
We're very upset with the owners right now. We do not like the owners of the Minnesota Twins.
How is the team though?
The team is
terrible.
Baseball
team itself?
Yep.
Baseball team. Oh, they're terrible as well?
So they were supposed to be good, and halfway through, they literally were about 5 games out of the wild card, and they traded everybody that was worth a darn.
Weird.
And we got rid of them, and and we really hate the owners because the owners are very cheap, and they decided to sell all the players, and we're going to sell the team, and then they decided to keep it. So we're not very happy.
Okay, who owns the Twins? Is it people or is it a corporation?
It's the Poleds. So
the name, it's a family?
It's a family. So it's a family-run business. They came from banking. So they have this.
How do you spell Polad?
P-O-L-A-D or P-O-L-H-A-D.
Okay.
I'm not great.
No, it's just a weird name. I was like, mm-hmm. I wonder, what does it mean?
It's a complete Minnesota name for sure. Swede, yeah, something.
Right,
like
some sort of pile of whitey mongoose. And so they're banking family, and they own the Twins. They traded. Are they actually selling these people? Like that doesn't sound legal. But yeah.
No, not like that. What I mean by that is anybody who is making any money, and even some guys who weren't, they just traded them away. So they traded like 10 players off the roster.
In the middle of the season?
Middle of the season. And they were only
a
few games.
Is that normal?
You see sell-offs, but normally it's the really, really bad teams. Like the Twins had some legit players. They just... guys were hurt. They didn't perform well, and they just sold. They sold the salaries. They traded the salaries. It was kind of a salary dump. Okay. And baseball really annoys me, to be honest, because it's kind of like you have all these rich guys, and the big market teams can spend whatever they want, and teams like the Twins or other, you know, like they're kind of a feeder system where you're almost like a minor league.
Okay, because people who have all the money, probably at the Yankees, everyone's always mad at the Yankees, so they must have a great deal of money.
Great deal of money. It's the market and the TV. It's like
because they have a lot more people, so they can so even if they only have the same percentage, they have more people watching and buying merch and coming to games and stuff.
It's the TV money too, and the TV money. It's like 50. The Twins were making $50 million, but there was one station in town that allowed them to, you know, like you only have one option. And then that station started to go through bankruptcy, so they had to find another option.
Okay.
Whereas in LA and New York, there's like three to five places that they can shop their product to. And so they get hundreds of million dollars. I think the Dodgers get like $300 million a year in TV revenue.
Oh, wow. And then they can use that to essentially pay better salaries to the up and coming baseball players.
Yeah. So in terms of payroll, it's like the Dodgers payroll is like $200 to $300 million. The Twins, I think their top payroll ever was a couple of years ago where it was like $140 million.
Okay.
So
are there even smaller markets than Minneapolis that have teams?
Yeah, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, I would say Kansas City is probably a smaller market. There are definitely smaller markets. It's set up like you have to like go for it in your window, so you'll suck for a long time and draft well, and then you get to a point where you're good and it's like, okay, we're going to have 2 or 3 years and we better put everything into it. And after that, everybody's going to be signed by a bigger team.
Oh, then they just essentially the other teams kind of steal them. and take them away. So are there any, just in general, I have baseball questions.
Okay.
Are there baseball teams in like those poorer southern, like there's an Atlanta team, but Georgia is a big deal in the South. Mm-hmm. Is there an Alabama team or a Mississippi team?
No, it's kind of the bigger media markets. I think Cincinnati is the smallest one. There are minor league teams, but there are.
Okay, so they can go see baseball. Mm-hmm. If you love baseball, that's where sort of the farm teams kind of come up, maybe?
Farm teams. And I grew up in northern Minnesota, so we were like 5-6 hours away from the, you know, like the Twins. And sure. And North Dakota, South Dakota, even parts of Iowa, a lot of them really like the Twins. So what those smaller places do is they're just like, hey, we're going to plan a road trip. We're going to go down to Minneapolis, you know, a couple times a summer, and we're going to just go to a series or, you know, like out, check it out, see the links.
I was in Little League and every year, but I am from a little factory town outside of Milwaukee. Okay. So every year we would go to see the Brewers in County Stadium. And if I remember correctly, it was just a pile of kids having water fights. So we didn't see a lot of baseball. I don't remember there being a lot of baseball, but it was super fun. But yeah, I don't know if other parts of Wisconsin head out, you know, do road trip to Milwaukee to see the Brewers. Probably.
I would think so. Or maybe Chicago. Like Chicago's a big
right.
one.
Chicago's a big one. Or if they're on the western side of Wisconsin, they probably go to see the Twins.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And the Twins is big thing. Or this is the Vikings. If you're going to do a road trip, you got to go to the mall. You got to
The Mall of America.
I remember it was such a big deal for us because we didn't have like, you know, outside of local restaurants or the fast food chains.
Where were you in Bemidji? Where were you?
Yeah, so I was in a town. I grew up in a town between Bemidji and International Falls.
Oh, my God. What people should know is that neither Bemidji nor International Falls are very large.
No.
So to grow up for a small town in between those two, tiny town, tiny town. International Falls, I've been to one time.
It's so cold. No matter when you go, it could be in the summer, it's so cold.
I think I did a festival, like a weird like comedy thing up there that was that made no sense. But they were psyched to see me. They were psyched to see anyone, honestly.
Honestly, if you do some of those towns occasionally, you can do really, really well because they don't get a lot of entertainment that comes through. And
right, they do get tourists, though, I think. Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of fishing. If you like to fish, if you like to do anything outside, like there's a ton of lakes up there, really pretty.
Yeah.
Like the resorts are really big. I remember like when I was, so this was college, I was in International Falls for 2 years at their community college because I'm smart.
Okay. And sure, gotta start somewhere.
But they had Magic Mike come through Chippendales. That's what it was. Chippendales.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
And so they came in and the guys weren't even like the A-list Chippendales. Like they were
rural touring.
Yeah. World touring.
Chippendales.
But those guys crushed. They made so much money because every girl in that town was there.
It's like, okay, at least you aren't a burgeoning beer belly. And not that there aren't handsome young men, you know, in everywhere. So I opened briefly. I didn't open for them. I did Vegas for a couple of years when the comedy club was phasing out of the Excalibur casino. Mm-hmm. And so there were two shows of Thunder from Down Under. And in between, there was a comedy show. And so the same room was used for it, the same theater, and the same green room.
Oh.
And the whole place just reeked of sweaty dude and Axe body spray and essentially sex. It was not great. The guys would get laid in between during my mm-hmm. show, they would go get laid for the bachelorette parties. Because many of them were straight, not all of mm-hmm. them. And I believe everybody... There was an opportunity for everyone. to get some action. It turns out, because they were and very energetic. If you think about it,
yeah,
you've done an hour and a half show. You're going to have sex and then you're going to go do another hour and a half show.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's a young man's game.
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Well, and I do have a story about that as well. When I was in Denver, my I was hanging out with some friends, and most of them were gay guys, and they loved to go to the strip club. At the time, it was called Boys Town, so it's not there anymore.
Right.
But the weird thing with Denver is it was all nude strip clubs for the ladies, but not for the guys, and they couldn't give lap dances.
And, oh, wait, but you could for women.
Yeah, women could give lap dances. And
they could be completely nudely.
Yep, nudely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but so these guys, I they got tips, and I think they were kind of had to flirt with like the guys and stuff. But if I went in and with them, like I had so many of those strippers come to me and like
you're
one guy
excited.
Just grabbed everything. And I was, it's not really my thing, but I was like, okay. And my friends would get so jealous. It would get so bad.
That's so, first of all, invasive. And then second of all, hilarious. So because
I'm not gonna...
actually stop grabbing me. I know I've come into a strip club and you would imagine I would want to be touched by the person stripping. Weirdly enough, do not. Undo. Abort. That is my safe word. My safe word is abort, by the way. Everyone should know that.
Mine is pink. So no, I'm kidding.
Pink. Okay. It's whenever people go in for a hug, because for some reason people want to hug this. It's not, I get it. It reminds you of your mom, but you still got to ask. You still got to ask, my friends.
You have the hugger vibe.
I got the hugger vibe. So, okay. So that's what's happening with the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with the Vikings? Are they any good?
I think they're going to be great. Like,
Oh, right. Cause we are in the summer, you guys. It's Viking, not Viking time.
We're in a week away from football.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. So college football starts tonight
August 28th. That's when we're recording. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm crying all of a sudden. I apologize.
Well, it is an emotional thing to think about football.
Talk about Minnesota sports. I cry a lot, unfortunately. So, there's a lot of tears shed because they never win anything.
And yet you continue to be a fan.
It's a curse. Sometimes I feel like comedy is a curse too. So.
By the way, I am talking with Denise Winkelman, and it's at Denise Winkelman Comedy or DeniseWinkelmanComedy.com. She has a new special and album out, both called Bougie on a Budget, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they are on all the things that you can imagine. Feel free to start at DeniseWinkelmanComedy.com. You probably see your tour dates, right?
Yes. So starting to book them. So have a headlining gig in San Diego coming up in January. So they're going to fill up over the next couple of weeks.
That's it. So get in early, ground floor.
Get in early.
Anyway, so the Vikings, there's potential. When does that start? In September?
Yeah, so it starts, I think football starts a week from tonight, September 8th. I don't know if we're when this will be released, but September, I think it's...
Oh, next week. It's the first week of
next
September
week.
Coming out. Yeah.
It's earlier than that. I don't have a calendar in front of me, so it's a Thursday night, so it's kind of weird.
People got the internet. It'll all work out for them. How many teams are there in the football team
30
games?
30 or 32, something like that.
Something like that?
Most pro leagues are about 30-ish or 32, depending on the sport.
Do they all play? They don't all play on that first Thursday.
No, they have one game, and then they have one game on Friday, and then they mostly Sundays are the big ones, Sunday during the day.
Okay.
The Vikings play Monday night. So
Because that's a big Monday night football, still a
Monday
big thing?
Monday night football. So yeah, it would be September 8th is when they would play.
Okay.
So they're playing the Bears. Bears from Chicago.
The Bears. Is that okay? That's got to be a rivalry, right?
It's a rivalry. Like they, Detroit's the best team in the division right now. Last year, the Vikings were one. So there's 17 games. They were 14-3 last year. They were really good, but they played Detroit on the last game, who was really good as well. And Detroit won. So they won the division, got the number one seed. And the Vikings ended up being the wild card or a wild card in the playoffs. But really, the best team, the best record ever to be a wild card.
Okay. And what is a seed?
So think of the playoffs. You have a 1, 2, 3, and they have seven teams that make it from each conference. So there are two conferences, AFC and NFC. And so the goal is to be the number one seed.
Seven games.
Seven seeds on each. So 14 teams make the playoffs. The division winners, so the Vikings have four teams in their division. If you win the division, you get a home game. If you're the number one seed, you get a week off. And then you get,
saying the word seed, S-E-E-D?
S-E-E-D. Yep. Seed.
Okay. Because I was hearing seed and then I thought maybe it's seat. So essentially you get like, it's like a bonus or a bump. Mm-hmm. You either get like to play at home or you get a week off.
Yeah. So only the one seed, they changed it a couple of years ago, but the AFC and the NFC, two teams last year was the Chiefs and the Lions got a week off.
And okay.
Then you play, they have a weekend where the wild cards play the like division winners. So they, you know, 2 through 8, 7 and they all have a game. And then the winners, you know, they go and then they play until it's down to like one team or one team in each conference, the Super Bowl.
And then that's the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So if the Vikings are the wild card, then they play the best team in their division or the best team in the other division?
So it depends on the seeding. So they were the fifth seed. They were the best wild card. So there are four divisions and in each conference. Each division winner gets a home game. And so they played the Rams, but it was during the fire, the L.A., it was during the fires, so they actually played them in Arizona.
Okay,
And the Vikings got killed. The Rams killed them.
Just ate them for lunch?
Ate them for lunch.
That's unfortunate. Who is the quarterback of the Vikings at this time?
So the Vikings have a really good roster this year, and one of the reasons for it, and they've improved their roster since last year. But last year they had a quarterback named Sam Darnold who left in free agency, and he went to Seattle. And the reason he did that, so Sam Darnold was a joke. He was literally the punchline to every joke ever because he was a number like two pick in the draft a few years ago.
Okay.
And he played for the Jets, which if you follow, the Jets are one of the worst teams in history and in the NFL.
Okay.
And just really poorly run organization. He got in there and he just bombed, you know, like he was sacked all the time. He threw a bunch of interceptions. So the last 2 years he was on Carolina for 1 or 2 years. And then he was like a backup for like the 49ers for a year, San Fran. And then he came into Minnesota. Minnesota drafted a rookie quarterback last year named J.J. McCarthy. And the thought was he would help him get up to speed. He would kind of be a bridge quarterback. And KOC, the coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, a really good quarterback guy. He's a former NFL quarterback. So he kind of trained him up, right?
And himself. He didn't let the Sam Darnold guy train him up. He did it himself.
Well, he's always involved, but Sam Darnold. So JJ McCarthy got hurt in a preseason game last year and was out for the year.
Oh my gosh!
So Sam Darnold had almost a Pro Bowl season. He was awesome. He had the best year of his career, and he went to Seattle and got like I think he signed a 3-year, $100 million deal. So he got paid.
And okay. So it was like a redemption story.
A redemption, and everybody's getting
He had a terrible several seasons. Yeah. He came to Minnesota. He was just supposed to be sort of the mentor kind of guy, but he ended up playing for the whole season and did really well.
Yeah, I think the thought was that if things went as planned, he would probably play for the year. But if JJ was good and Sam struggled at all, they were just going to put JJ in. But then JJ got hurt, so he had a little bit of a rough patch for like 2 or 3 games. But they stuck with him, and KOC just, you know, he's in his ear going up to the line and just
okay. being
like, okay, talk to your teammates here, do this and do this. And he literally can do that. And you have a pro quarterback who's coached all these great quarterbacks helping you do that. So he had a really good year. And
so it sort of rebuilt his career.
Yeah.
It sort of like resurrected his career.
Yeah. He's no longer a joke. He's,
how old is this guy?
28. Funny Sam Darnold story. Do you know who about the Marlboro Man?
First of all, are you saying Sam Darnold?
Like Darnold, yes.
Darnold. D apostrophe Arnold, maybe?
No, D-A-R-N-O-L-D. So it's
okay,
all one.
Darnold. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. I know about the Marlboro Man historically because I'm 100 years old, but what about the Marlboro Man in this context?
So the guy who played the Marlboro Man, real name, Dick Hammer.
Okay.
You know, say what you want, but the Marlboro Man was his grandpa.
Oh, wait, yeah. Sam Darnold, his grandfather was the actual actor who played the Marlboro Man?
Yeah, the actual guy. Who,
by the way, died of cancer, just so everyone knows. That guy literally died of cancer, just so you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But everything with him, like I remember, you know, like last year the people brought this up and they're like, you know how much swag you got to have, you know, kind of walking into a locker room when your grandpa is good old Dick, you know?
Dick Hammer.
Dick
Who
Hammer.
Would do that if your last name was Hammer? I mean, granted, you don't have a lot of options. Richard Hammer. You might want to go Tim. I don't know.
That's somebody who wasn't married at the time and just like, he didn't have that buffer system. The wife didn't say, no, we're okay.
We're going to call him Rick. Yeah. Rick Hammer. And so that's insane. Okay. So now that Sam Darnold is gone, mm-hmm. He's gone to Seattle. Who's going to be the quarterback? Is that guy back? The kid?
The young guy, the JJ McCarthy. It's his team.
And how old is he?
So he's, I believe he was drafted at 21, so he's 22, which is young for a quarterback now.
Right.
But he won a bunch of titles. Well, between high school and college, he was a starter, I believe, every year. He's lost like 3 games total.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so he won state championships in high school. He went to Michigan and he won a national title. I believe the team was undefeated, and they, like 2 years ago with Jim Harbaugh, so when he was drafted, he was literally, 2 years ago, he was coming off a national title in college.
And, what was his one thing? What was his injury? Do you know? Was it knee?
Torn meniscus is what it
okay.
was. So not
torn
ACL
meniscus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. And then, Do the Vikings have good money? Is that why they got that guy?
So the NFL, what I love about the NFL is every team has a chance and everybody spends the same amount. So you have a salary cap. It's kind of how you draft and develop and how you, the infrastructure with the Vikings. So the Vikings owners are the complete opposite of the Poleheads. They're awesome.
Are they also people? Is that also a family?
Yeah, so there are 2 brothers. They're not from Minnesota, but they're from New Jersey. And
does
I think
that make everyone sad that they're not from Minnesota?
In Minnesota, you know, the Midwest, we all got to have one of us. You know, it's such a big deal.
What are their names?
So owners. They're the Wilfs. Mark and Ziggy are the faces of the Ziggy Wilf is the face
Ziggy
of the franchise.
Wilf?
Yep.
Is it WILF?
Yep, Wilf. Yep, and so they're like New York, New Jersey, like land developers,
right,
real estate. But what's funny is he looks like he's from New Jersey, you know, the weird mustache and stuff. And
right.
And so he wears a purple suit and he'll be on the sidelines. He looks like a cartoon, you know, like it's the Joker or something. But
right.
They're great because what they do is they just throw their money at stuff and they hire the right people and they just put money behind it. So
they're just huge football fans? Is there money to be made? There must be money to be made in all of these.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a money-making thing, but they're willing to invest in it.
Willing to invest in it, so they understand business.
So they'll make more money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when they came in, this was like 2007, 2008, the Vikings were kind of not poorly run team, but they would just – their old owner didn't put a lot of money into anything. So their practice facility, it was like going to a YMCA is what I've heard.
Wow.
It did not look like a pro facility. They played in the Metrodome with the Twins. So the big space saucer thing. And the Metrodome was built.
Where do they play now?
So they play in US Bank Stadium. So they got a new stadium funded, which is always a struggle in Minnesota. Like you have to really jump through some hoops, but they threw a lot of money into it. And so they built like an indoor stadium downtown.
Is it where the other one was?
Where the Metrodome was, yes.
And do the Twins play there too?
No, the Twins got their own stadium. They play at Target Field.
Which is downtown, which is further downtown?
Yeah, so the Twins owners, like 15 years ago, 2010, they opened a new stadium. It's outdoors, but it's a cool venue. And then the US Bank Stadium, it's like, even though it's indoors, they made it really unique. They have like these windows or windows, doors. So it almost has like an outdoor feel to it. But the thing was when it first opened, the birds couldn't tell with the glass because it has like a big glass thing.
I read about that.
Running into the stadium.
They didn't know that they were windows. So they were just slamming into the windows.
Yeah.
I don't know. You would think architects would have dealt with this for 100 years and tall buildings, just an X, just something.
Well, I also think that they were trying to do it new and cool. And sometimes when you do things that are new and cool, like maybe
you forget about,
you forget about the birds. And
yeah, I'm sure they didn't care a lot about the birds. Okay.
They changed it. They adjusted it. So the birds are okay now.
Oh, good. Just so everyone knows, they've stopped killing and maiming birds with their building.
I did not get an angry email from Big Bird.
Big Bird. Nobody needs the bird advocates coming in. It also feels rude.
Yes.
So.
Unplanned pregnancy? Learn how people are getting abortion pills by mail for a safe abortion at home, no matter what state they live in, at plancypills.org. That's plancypills.org.
Which, oddly enough, we'll get into it with the Wolves, I'm sure. But with the Wolves, their owner was getting pushback a couple of years ago where people were gluing themselves to the court during the playoffs because he had a chicken factory and everybody was like, he murders chickens because he had to burn it down. Because it had some, you know, like a disease, something came out.
Oh, right. The chickens were bad. Yeah. And so he had to essentially scorch earth policy.
Yeah.
That seems a little dramatic, but okay.
So I don't know all the details. I just know people were protesting and they would literally glue themselves to the court and people were calling them glue girl. But
let's circle around after the Viking thing. Yeah. So there's J.J. McGillicuddy or whatever his name is. What is his name?
McCarthy. But he
McCarthy. Yeah. There we go.
McGillicuddy works.
McGillicuddy works. So first game, September 8th, they're gonna play. Do they have They have good receivers, catcher people.
Yeah.
How's the rest of the team?
Yeah, the rest of the team is awesome. So the big knock on them the last couple of years was interior offensive line, defensive line, where they didn't have any studs on that. And so what they did, because when you have a young quarterback and you're not paying another quarterback, you can load up in other spots. So the plan, and so like the first 5 years of a new quarterback, you can throw a bunch of money at other positions. So they have they just traded for someone. So they have three really dynamic receivers, really good receivers. One guy's going to be out for a few games, but Justin Jefferson's like the best, one of the best receivers in the NFL, one of the top two.
And
like Hall of Fame level, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. The other guy is like a pro bowler, Jordan Addison. But he went on a little binge in Los Angeles because he played at USC. But he was back here like a year ago and he did something. He was high on something and he fell asleep on the highway. But he was just parked sleepy. No, not a car accident, sleeping. Luckily. But he just parked in the middle of the road and took a nap.
Let there be a lateral question at this time. You know how there's a lot of talk about steroids in baseball, right? Nobody talks about steroids in football.
No.
Or basketball. Are they taking steroids? I mean, they're gorillas, right? I mean, the dudes are like 6'9", and they weigh like a million pounds.
There's one lesson I learned from wrestling. And my friends hit me over the head with it because I was like, I'm never going to take steroids. I actually took steroids for like 6 months, but steroids are kind of out of wrestling now for the most part. There are still some guys, but if you look really big, if you have really shiny muscles, maybe a few guys have genetics, but there's a point where almost everybody is on steroids. If you're doing superhuman things and recovering, you're probably on steroids.
Right. And recovering because do they make the pain go away or do they make you heal faster?
Well, it helps you recover.
What do you know about steroids?
Oh, I can tell you a lot.
I would love to hear because I don't know a lot about them. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in a locker room and it wasn't our locker room, but I remember like one guy just brought in a duffel bag at the time and was like, hey, what do you guys want? And that was the thing. It didn't happen a lot. There was kind of a crackdown on it, but you used to even be able to order them online. From some overseas sites, I knew guys who did like Mexico and there was I forget what they're called. It's been a long time.
Are there good brand names? Or different kinds of, if you've forgotten, it's fine, but the good steroids and sort of like you hear that someone's taking the bad steroids. I don't know.
Yeah. So sometimes you take what you can get. Before the crackdown with the Bush administration, it was like you could, the Mexico ones, like they had little cartoon characters like a kangaroo on the box, and those were supposed to be the best ones, I guess.
Okay.
But it's like you can take roids to cut, you can take them to bulk up. I think I did testosterone for a bit, which, before transition, it was a weird world for sure. But,
And I've seen sort of roided up kind of, or what seemed to be, to use the vernacular, just a table of roided up dudes at comedy shows. You know, they're mostly showcase nights where it's going to be Jeselnik is going to be there or some other dude bro kind of everyone's all excited. Yeah. And it's usually like four guys, no women in sight anywhere that are all out to see their man. You know, they're all out to see their guy do stand up and say mean things. Yeah. And Jeselnik, by the way, very funny. I think we can all admit that nobody writes a funnier mean joke.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that those guys don't freaking love the dude. It just means, and you're like, because I always think my hair's doing things. Who cares? I always want to say to them, we don't sleep with your abs. I mean, if you were hanging out with dudes at the gym for 3 hours a day and taking roids and doing all these things, and you think you're doing them for women and you want to actually be with women, those are counterintuitive. It's okay. Have you seen who women fuck?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Well, and I think it's they wanted, I know with me, like I wanted somebody to tell me I was pretty essentially. And I knew a lot of guys that was like that, but
yeah,
I wouldn't, there was this one dude and I won't say the name, but he had an underneath career, but we would like our apartment when we were 23 years old and broke in Cincinnati in this ghetto little apartment, it was like the pregame place because most people lived with their parents and or family members. And so everybody would pregame and then we'd go to the bar. And this one dude came over and he was ripped. He looked good. And my buddy had this girlfriend and she was, you know, like beautiful, but all her like sisters and friends would go out with us. And they were all excited because this guy was coming. The conversation was so awkward. If we would record it, it would be a million views on TikTok. Because he couldn't hold a conversation. He wanted to talk.
Right, because he didn't have any other conversation besides, so I did, it was leg day. Mm-hmm. And you're like, great. In other news, do you listen to books on tape at least? No. Okay.
At that world, at that time, it was all, you want to talk about wrestling, you want to talk about sports, but it was also like, hey, protein, like he would talk about protein or his reps. And these girls were looking at him like, okay. And then they walked away.
Right. It's not, you're not doing it for, and then don't be sad that they're walking away.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't made, I mean, and I think that people are encouraged, both men and women. Women have traditionally been encouraged to be pretty and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
but now men are encouraged to be pretty and dumb.
Yeah.
And so it's not entirely their fault, but you have to be a whole person if you want to be in any kind of relationship. And it doesn't have to be sexual or mm-hmm. partnerships, just even friendships, you know?
If you want to go out and meet people that are outside your circle, it's like you better be able to carry a conversation, better be able and
right.
I'm not perfect at that, but I feel like a lot
you're
of comedians
a comic.
Are not
yes.
But my friends, like I remember like one of my buddies made it, right? Like he made it to WWE and he said, these girls, now I'm married, but I'm, you know, like I just hang out and talk to them. And he was like, if I would have known that at 23, like I would have been so much better. It was like, but I couldn't, you can't get over yourself. You have to learn, I guess.
Right.
This dude once we went to a strip club. A lot of my stories end in strip clubs. So,
but right. How long were you in the wrestling world?
5 years, 5 years.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I was pretending to be something I wasn't. So we go to this strip club and this beautiful girl who was the best stripper there, best look. She comes over and was actually talking to him, right? Like, and he drops the line, I throw a mean karate kick. Because she was talking about doing martial arts and stuff. But he was doing this ridiculous karate kick in the ring at the time where he goes, hi-ya!
Okay.
And then he kicks like really outrageous. And he says it and she just looks at him like he was insane and then walks away.
Right. Because first of all, she doesn't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know that he might have even been joking. Like he might have just been like, you know, that's my thing. I'm the karate kick guy. And sometimes, I mean, it's not, social skills are learned.
They are.
They're not. And if you don't have people around you who sort of model good social skills,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to know how to do them until you know how to do them.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm still learning. In many ways.
I was the most awkward person. I'm still awkward, but I was the most awkward person of all time. Like, because pre-transition, I transitioned when I was like 30, 30-ish.
Yeah.
After I wrestled for 5 years is
right.
You know, kind of when I came out. And you know, it's one of those things. I was quiet, I was insecure, but I didn't speak up for myself, and I could not, I could hold a conversation one-on-one, but I was so soft-spoken, it really did not portray confidence, and I wasn't confident. And after, you know, it's like a completely different person, because I was so worried about people, you know, finding out that I was trans. It's like, if I let people in, I can't, you know, do that.
And so is it just easier now because you're like, everyone knows everything? I might as well tell people I also like to read romance novels or cowboy novels or thrillers or horror or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I can't shut up now. Like, every little thing I would keep secret, like, it's like, if I think of it, if it pops into my head, I have to say it. It's like, wait.
And when secrets.
And when I'm excited, like the whole, you know, the comedy special coming out, I'll talk to a comic I haven't talked to, and they're like, what are you working on? And it's like, I don't want to be that person, but then I'm like, no, I'm really excited about this. And they're like, okay, we're done.
And they started it. Whenever you ask people, like, because you can ask how you're doing, and there's different kinds of ways to answer, right? You can answer emotionally. Mm-hmm. You can answer with news of family and friends. Mm-hmm. You can answer career-wise. You can answer politically. Yeah. You can answer, you know, and but I imagine, yeah, I mean, it does sound like you're like, well, the big secret's out. Every other secret is minuscule comparatively. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it turns out I also have a new album.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Here's all the news.
And for years, I would, right after I transitioned, I, you know, like, even people I didn't know that well, they would just, we'd be talking and be like, oh, and I'm doing this surgery and I'm doing this. And they're like, okay, way too much.
The surgery talk.
It's like I had trans Tourette's, you know, if we go 30 seconds, I have to mention it, you know, like,
right.
It's like, oh.
But it must have been exciting, you know?
No, it really was. It really was. I mean, I was so excited about everything. And it's like, I've waited so long to be this person. And I'm so excited about it. It's like, I got to tell the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to, I mean, details of anybody's surgery, you just want to go happy for you. Hey, I'm getting my teeth. I might get my lower teeth are not, they're all chipped up and weird. Mm-hmm. God knows why. I might grind my teeth. I fall down. Who knows what's happening? But I'm going to get it fixed, I think, or something's going to happen.
Awesome.
And that feels like a weird thing to say, but eventually people will look at me and go, well, she did something to her fucking face. Mm-hmm. What did she do? Anyway, so Rangers, you're the ones who know now. Now you know. By the way, Denise Winkleman is who I'm talking with. DeniseWinkelmanComedy.com is her website. At Bougie on a Budget is the name of the special and the album. It's on all the things. You know how to get there. And tell me about the Wolves. That's a basketball team.
The Wolves are exciting now. So the Wolves have been around since 1989. And for most of that time, they've been the worst team in basketball. One of the worst franchises ever. But they had one run with Kevin Garnett. And he was like the guy I grew up with, the guy who made me fall in love with basketball. Him and Jordan. So he was drafted like 95, 96, somewhere in there. He was like right out of high school. And he was their franchise. He played there eight years. He played till like 2005, 2006. And he was traded, maybe even longer, but he was traded to Boston. And in Boston, he won a championship in like 08, 09. And so he was like the biggest thing. Like when he was there, the Wolves were the hottest ticket in town. Like Prince would go to the games, all the pretty people. Prince was such a, they have some great stories about Prince because he was so eclectic. He would only look at one side or one rim, and he would make his handler tell him what was going on the other rim. So he didn't want to turn his head. So it just funny, weird stories about that.
Wow, that feels a little absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Yeah. That feels weird. But other than, so Kevin Garnett is high school kid. So he's 18 and he starts playing for the Minnesota Wolves.
Minnesota Timberwolves. And
Timberwolves. That's right. I was like, Wolves doesn't sound right. Timberwolves sounds right. And he plays for 8 years. He is a good shooter. Is that what his thing is? He can make baskets?
He's a freak is his thing. So he's 18 years old. He's 6'11". It's not derogatory. He was actually ended up being over 7 foot by the time he was done, like 7 foot, 7'1".
When he finished growing because he was 18?
Exactly. Yeah. And so he was really skinny. But his thing was he could do everything. So he was one of the first tall guys like that who could bring the basketball up. He was really great on defense. He could he could guard anybody on the court, you know, and and he was like one of those first guys that could do that.
He had all of the skills. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so eventually as he got, you know, 21, 22, he became, you know, kind of ultra intense. Like some of the quotes are like, "Oh, we're coming for war," you know, and so yeah, there are stories of him.
Talk about a guy living one sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was really good defensively. He was the leader of that team. He didn't want to be the guy that took the shots. That was the problem. But, you know, like he wanted to take shots. He didn't want to take the shot at the end of the game. So that was kind of the disconnect. I think if he would have played on another team, like there was talk of him coming playing for Kobe, with Kobe, if that would have happened, like it would have been insane. Like it would have been insane.
Oh, like because if he had had someone who was just more experienced and was as good as him or whatever, he might have had a good mentorship and it might have changed how he. His attitude toward the game or something?
No, I think it's he was never going to be something he wasn't. He wanted to get his teammates involved. He wanted to play team basketball. He didn't want to be the guy at the end of the game taking the shot. So you do need a couple of those guys. And
why? Wait, wouldn't it be just whoever can take the shots or is it some psychological thing?
It's more like you're running offense through one guy. So, you know, so for example, like if Steph Curry might not be the guy, he might not take the shot every time, but he's going to have the ball in his hand. And if he has the shot, you want him to take it. And so you'll run plays for him. You know, if you're down by two, if you're tied, Kevin Garnett, you want to run plays through him. I think he would have preferred to have his lesser teammates because they didn't have another superstar to really take that shot rather than him take it.
Was it because of the pressure or was it because he wanted everybody to split the glory?
He wanted to make the right play. And the right play.
Well, wouldn't that have been the right play to play it through him? And
yeah, yeah.
Or is that just your opinion as a couch coach?
No,
a fan.
This is what I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, and this is what I get from them. But
that's the consensus.
Consensus. So, but you know, he was great in Minnesota. He was the best player that they ever had for a long time. He still might be the best player that they've had. But then they sucked for 15 years and.
Okay. Because they never got another. But how did the team fare when he left? Did they not pick up the slack and become just a really good team players?
No. They got so bad. They fired their coach. They fired their GM. They hired a sports journalist who had never been a GM, David Kahn. He's still called the Meerkat, and he had this, he was this.
Why is he called the Meerkat?
Just nothing
he's a
feels
weasel?
Real with him, but it was kind of
all
his
right.
look as well. So, but he was this dude who was, nobody wanted to work for him. So they hired, the owner was a Minnesota guy who kind of saved the team, but he was like one of the worst owners in sports. Like he did this handshake.
What was his name?
Glenn Taylor. He's the chicken guy. So,
oh, he's the chicken guy.
He's
okay.
The chicken guy. So yeah, he owned the Minnesota Star Tribune for a while, and
okay.
He made his money in greeting cards of all things. And he, but he saved the Timberwolves. He bought it for like $30 million or $100 million, something like that. And it was less than 100, but he, and that was like 94. They were going to move to New Orleans. He saved them, but he, did this handshake deal with a guy named Joe Smith, and he got caught because he did it before you can talk to him. Like they have, and he got caught and got public. And so because of that, the NBA just killed him with draft picks, like took all their draft picks.
What was the handshake deal? What is a handshake deal?
So think of it like you can't talk to one of your free agents until July 1st. And he was talking.
He made like a side deal about the draft, just with a guy named Joe Smith, who was another owner, and it was a handshake deal.
So Joe Smith was a player. So he wasn't supposed to talk to him. He talked to him, is how I remember it. And he was like, "Hey, we're going to give you this on this date," but you weren't. And he got caught. It got out. And
right.
And so the NBA,
that's not how you draft. That's not how it's done.
And
okay.
And so the NBA, they made an example of him. Like there's been a couple of things in the NFL over the years where they've done this, but they make an example out of him. And they just, when you make an example out of somebody, you hit them hard so other people don't do it. And
sure.
And that's what happened. So it really kind of set the franchise back. But David Kahn, he had like this old dude who had like a little bit of a ponytail. He had like the rat tail coming out.
Sure.
So, you know, super professional. And he would do things. He had this swarminess to him and just like this arrogance. And so he had two first round picks, for example, and like, I forget what year it is. He could have taken Steph Curry. He takes two point guards, and one was okay, but the other guy was Johnny Flynn, and Johnny Flynn was out of the league in 2 years. And
ooh.
He's like, "Oh yeah, we don't need Steph Curry," you know, kind of. And
okay, and Steph Curry is an amazing basketball player, I think.
Yeah, titles.
Who does
out of the Bay Area? He's won like four titles or five titles, something like that.
How many basketball teams are there? Do you know how many 30. Basketball teams are? There's also 30
mm-hmm.
Or 30. And does California, like, I think there's the Clippers.
Oh yeah. Clippers.
There's the Lakers. Because the Lakers used to be in Minnesota. I knew
mm-hmm,
that because
mm-hmm.
of the lakes.
Yes.
The lakes, Lakers and the Clippers. Are there any other teams?
Yeah. So there's the Golden State Warriors. That's where Steph Curry plays. And so they've been really good.
Are they out of Sacramento? Where
they're out of, they were in Golden State. Now they play in San Francisco. And then Sacramento has one too, the Kings.
Oh, the Kings. There's four professional basketball teams in this state. I mean, granted, we have more population than probably 48 of the states.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, financially, you could probably run that. But how do you know who to be a fan for?
Go ahead.
It'd be weird.
So I think a lot of kids, they find a player and they kind of grow up with that player and then they're kind of a fan of the team. Or, you know, if it's local, you kind of go with the local team if they're kind of fun. I think when the team is fun, like that's what happened with me. I fell in love with the Wolves because the team was fun with Garnett and
they
were good. And so you fall in love with that and then you kind of go with it. So the Wolves now, they so it took them years, but they had a couple number one picks and they drafted this guy named Anthony Edwards. So they sucked forever.
Is there a comedian named Anthony Edwards? What do I know?
There should be.
All right.
But he calls himself Ant. And he's like
Ant. Okay.
So he was drafted at like 19. He's this big shooting guard. Everybody says he kind of reminds them of Jordan. And he has like swag and cockiness. He drops F-bombs all the time. And he's just, he's cool, right? Like he, and that's what Garnett was. And so he, there's a lot of good players in the NBA now. He's probably going to be the American face of basketball just because of that. And so he's like 24 now. He's making tons of money, but the last two years they've been in the Western Conference Finals. He's probably going to win a title there, which nobody does in Minnesota. And he has this really good team around him. But the funny thing with the owners is, so Glenn Taylor sucked as an owner forever. He sold the team to Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry. So Mark Lowry is an entrepreneur. He's on Shark Tank, on Shark Tank. I'm not one of the main people, I don't think. And then Alex Rodriguez is a huge baseball player, Hall of Fame baseball player, made a ton of money, played for the Yankees.
Okay. Is he A-Rod?
A-Rod, yeah.
Okay. What, did he have drug deal problems?
Yeah, he was one of the guys busted for steroids, you know, when everybody was doing steroids.
Okay, there we go.
Which I hate that those guys are out of the Hall of Fame. Like all these sports writers are like, no, we, you know, like their parents, like you cannot be in the Hall of Fame. And it's like the NFL guys do it. The NBA, like you said, like everybody's doing it. So.
Right. I mean, you want them to sort of be superheroes and to knock these balls out of the park. And it turns out that doesn't occur in nature.
Yeah.
Right. Well, same with the football and the basketball.
It's the same thing with wrestlers. When wrestlers were really big and looked like superheroes, there's a reason they look like superheroes. And
right, because they had been superpowered, and that's fascinating.
Yeah, and
we are at an hour, by the way. So you should tell me what you need to tell me. The exciting world of sports.
I'm liking them. Yeah, I just think you
just
should
like them.
You should. I love them.
Pick a team.
Come to Minnesota. Be a Vikings fan. We can. as a Wisconsin, maybe growing up in Wisconsin, that's sacrilegious. But you're more than welcome.
If I cared about football, it would be the Green Bay Packers, and I know more about it than I ever wanted to, just because of osmosis.
That just hurts my heart.
To hear about the Green Bay Packers. Well, what do you think about that tall guy? That guy that's on the basketball team, the Bucks. He's supposed to be real nice.
Which one?
A nice guy, a Greek guy.
Giannis.
There's a Greek kid.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's supposed to be a nice role model, a nice young man. Yes.
Well, and he's won a title.
Good for him.
Which is great.
Oh, has he won a title?
Yeah, and he's like the jacked version of Kevin Garnett. He's 6'11", 7 foot, and he's
super buff.
Oh yeah, super buff, and yeah, so he's like a freight train. Like everything runs to that guy. Yeah, he's probably one of the. I think Jokic is probably the best player in basketball right now in Denver, and then maybe the guy in Oklahoma City, Shea, and then I think Giannis is like definitely top five right now.
Top five for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I say good luck to all those teams in Minnesota that you enjoy so much. I hope it all works out for you.
Thanks.
Everybody, Rangers, Denise Winkleman, comedy.com. And at Bougie on a Budget. And thank you so much for doing the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yeah, all the Rangers can become Vikings fans as well. We will welcome them.
No pressure, you guys.
No pressure.
And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?